From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Alex DeRozier. The new interim CEO of MU Healthcare is Jonathan Curtwright, its current chief operating officer. Curtwright, who holds bachelor's and master's degrees from the University of Missouri, previously served as COO at Indiana University Health and University of Kentucky Healthcare. Though the University of Missouri system has been at the center of recent budget cuts and withholding, Curtwright says he's optimistic about the program's fiscal outlook.
We as a state have got some budget challenges we've got to deal with, and we will do our part. We're part of the University of Missouri, and the University of Missouri has to be fiscally sound and meet all of its budgetary requirements, and we're going to do everything we can to be supportive of that.
Curtwright will add duties of interim CEO to his current workload February 25th, when current MU Health CEO Mitch Wasden leaves for a position at Oregon Health and Science. A report from the Women's Foundation and a University of Missouri researcher shows that women in Missouri continue to struggle to close the pay gap with men. The report found that women who work in the state full-time earn 78 cents for every dollar that men who work in the state full-time earn. Springfield was front and center at Friday morning's inauguration ceremony in Washington, as the Missouri State University Chorale performed before thousands on the National Mall and millions on television. Scott Harvey reports.
Just minutes before Donald Trump was sworn in as the nation's 45th president, the nearly 50-member choir sang Now We Belong, whose lyrics embrace a sense of unity. The chorale was selected to perform at the inauguration last October by Senator Roy Blunt. The Missouri Republican oversaw today's proceedings as chairman of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies.
Well, the Missouri State University Chorale practices and performs about two blocks from my home in Springfield, Missouri, so it was easy to find them, and we're pleased they're here.
Following a watch party on campus, MSU Dean of Students Thomas Lane said he was proud to see and hear the chorale offer, quote, the gift of their voice. I'm Scott Harvey.
A new ethics proposal has been filed in the Missouri House that would apply solely to the Secretary of State's office. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill would bar the Secretary of State from appointing someone to be Securities Commissioner if that person's former employer has been under investigation within 1 year's time. It's sponsored by Democrat Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County.
I don't think that the Commissioner of Securities, whose main job, in my opinion, is to protect investors from fraud, is a good pick.
Ashcroft appointed David Minnick to be Securities Commissioner. Minnick's former employer, Stifel Financial Corp., is currently being investigated by the Securities Division. A spokesperson for Secretary Ashcroft calls the proposal, quote, silly. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
President Donald Trump named former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue his pick for Secretary of Agriculture yesterday. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports on what it means for farmers in the Midwest.
If confirmed, Perdue will have to take on a new farm bill, immigration issues, and the big whammy, trade. Blake Hurst, a farmer and president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, says Midwest farmers hope Perdue will be amenable to learning more about their interests. He wants Perdue to understand the importance of trade deals like the Trans-Pacific Partnership to Midwest producers.
Our agriculture's best interests may not always line up with the Trump administration, so I am hoping that he will be an advocate for trade and increasing trade.
Agriculture exports accounted for more than $130 billion in 2015. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Alex DeRozier, KBIA News, Columbia.